still the best, now for more than 12 years. Is Radio Free Cybertron, hosted by Brian Kilby, with J.D. Church, John DeLuna, XV, Amy Morgan, Peter Van, and Rob Clay. For the latest Transformers news, visit tformers.com.
Oh my God, it's Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show, one of the world's first podcasts and the official podcast of tformers.com. Hey, I'm Brian Kilby. I'm your friend and your host. Hey guys, how's it going?
Hello, good.
Hello.
Looks like we don't have Amy live this week. She said that it would just be her chair and maybe, Generations Cup sitting there, so she's not going to be around. JD's also out this week, so it's just us.
Is it his birthday again?
Yeah, it's his birthday again. It's his leap birthday. So, with me this week, I have Rob Clay, John DeLuna, XV, Peter Van, and again, Nicole Hill.
Hello!
Yay! You sound great this week, Nicole. Skype is
it's my beautiful voice coming out finally.
That's true. And Skype is cooperating this week. So hey, let's go ahead and jump straight into it. So I really want to mention this. This is a PSA, and this is news. Cancel your credit card. If you have had any relationship with FunPub in the last seven years. Cancel your credit card. And I'm not saying that to bash FunPub. They are telling you to cancel your credit card. You've probably received 45 emails at this point to cancel your card.
All saying something slightly different.
Yeah, it's slightly worse.
At first it was like, maybe, and then it's yes, and then just 1 year, and now it's just like, cancel it. Just get rid of it.
So I'm a member of
the one today. Oh my gosh.
I get it twice because I'm a member of G.I. Joe Collectors Club and Transformers Collectors Club. So I get it twice. I get it in duplicate. It's
okay, so here's what's going on fresh today, though, with this. Apparently, whatever security breach they may have suffered might have compromised people's login information, passwords, email addresses, other personal information associated with your account. So if you use the same password at the Collectors Club site or the G.I. Joe Club site and anything else, go change that everywhere else.
Yeah.
Yes, because you can't change it now. At the Collectors Club.
That's not really the point, though, because that wouldn't help anyway.
Well, yeah.
I've heard some people have said that their PayPal accounts were
and Gmail accounts.
Oh God! Wow. Thankfully, I have, like a year and a half ago, I went to having smart passwords where, you know, I have a different password for everything. I have a system that only I know.
And probably
why don't you tell us what's your secret?
I can't say. So seriously, having a strong password is really important these days because there's so many losers on the internet who have nothing better to do than try to hack you. Oh God, I'm just tempting them, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you were talking about yourself.
Yeah, I don't. I never did that. I never really did that. Believe it or not, I had better things to do, and I was actually never that good at hacking.
So what the suspicion is right now is that the information stored on their servers was not encrypted with a hash system. So anybody who would be able to break in and get the inside encryption key
has
to be able to decode all the information stored. It's not necessarily that it wasn't encrypted at all, just not
badly.
The best way.
It was encrypted badly.
But as a result, finally, the club forums have been taken down to be replaced with something probably slightly more modern.
Oh, you mean one that isn't built in Cold Fusion from 10 years ago?
If by Cold Fusion you mean CGI, yes.
The TFCC's boards are kind of archaic. I mean, basically every other Transformers website or G.I. Joe website is, you know, kept up with something fairly modern and something kind of, you know, aesthetically pleasing. But the TFCC board is
ancient.
Yeah.
But did you just say something is aesthetically pleasing? That is,
AllSpark looks really nice. I think AllSpark always look great.
Well, I mean, you could always just, you know, there's a free software out there that's under, you know, the general use license called IP Board, and it's free.
Yeah. I used Icon Board once. I didn't care for it.
It's not that hard to...
Well, and Icon Board only costs about $100 for a license. I mean, that's not that much of an investment either.
Yeah. And it also doesn't cost that much to have PayPal take, like, a dollar or two out of every transaction that you're going to charge
$600. Well, the problem we suspect with PayPal is that they don't like you doing pre-orders with them.
Oh, yeah.
Which is most of the club's business model.
There are a lot of companies out there that use like a Yahoo system, or you know, there are
alternatives. There's reputable, secure alternatives for sure. PayPal may not be the ideal choice. Intuit's
very secure. They could totally use Intuit.
There are a lot of them.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible that all of this has happened to everybody who's been affected. I'm very thankful that I've never had any business dealings with the Transformers Collectors Club. I've only had dealings with them on Twitter.
At least
if this did have to happen, something positive is coming out of it, which is that their stuff is getting modernized as a result.
That's true. I'm for the most part, a very happy Transformers Collectors Club and G.I. Joe Collectors Club member. It's just that things are kind of a little behind the times, and This really sucks for a lot of people, and it really sucks that it had to come to this. But at least they're changing. God, it was – yeah. So,
although the way it's looking now, I mean, the way they were running the system, it was only a matter of time before this happened. It's probably amazing it took as long as it did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're right.
Yeah, somebody in Russia probably said, hey, there's a bunch of nerds out there who collect Transformers, and they're not securing anything. Let's go ahead.
Let's go teach them a lesson.
It's like right after they went after the AARP or something. Yeah, so, hey, so, speaking of FunPub, BotCon, we finally got some guest announcements this past week.
Well, it's only, you know, less than 2 months from the con.
It's like 55 days away or something. It's yeah. So,
I guess we should announce who's coming to this.
David Kay.
They never do, though.
And Gary Chalk. have been announced as BotCon guests. Sadly, Mad Max will not be going to Brandy or basically aim a gun at Gary Chalk.
Brandish
a gun at Gary Chalk like he did in 2001.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an awesome story.
Actually,
I don't know this story.
Let me rephrase it. Radio Free Cybertron co-founder Mad Max. aimed a gun at Gary Chalk.
Jail? Is he dead?
No,
like, what
it, was a, it was a, it was a Megatron, but Gary Chalk didn't know that. So
that's
you should
that's...
also bear in mind Gary Chalk was pretty drunk at the time.
He was drunk at the time, yeah. So it was all cool. It worked out in the wash. So yeah, so that's good. I don't know who else will be there. I'm sort of getting SavCon and BotCon confused because SavCon's guest list, actually, you know, Greg Berger is going to be there. Greg Berger's a favorite, so.
Berger's awesome.
So I'm trying to think. No one else has been announced. That's it.
No, Neil Kaplan's going to SavCon.
That's SavCon, but not BotCon.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about SavCon.
Yes. I was talking about both, actually, but. I was talking about confusing them both. Oh well. Okay. So, but yeah. Anyone else? Do we expect to see anyone else?
Do we expect anybody else?
Yeah. I mean,
I still think they were going to probably have someone from the Prime cast. You'd think.
Yeah. I mean. The whole David K. Gary Chalk thing got sort of leaked on Twitter when Gary Chalk told David K. that he would see him in April.
It was the other way around.
So probably they had put down at that point.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Steve Bloom is pretty heavy on the convention circuit, so there's a good chance he would show up, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
We'll probably find out, you know, a couple weeks before the show.
Yeah, we'll probably find out at the show that Stan Bush is there. Actually, we probably will find out that Stan Bush is there. We got the show.
Stan Bush is going to be there. That's like guaranteed.
Well, there are many that he didn't go. So,
I mean, he's been there, what, every single BotCon for how many years? It's kind of like saying the night's going to come after the day. You know? Stan Bush will be there.
Yeah. I love having Stan Bush there, but, you know, Stan kind of has his own little table.
Yeah.
So, yes, let's go ahead and jump to the next story. So, nominate your favorite character to induct into the 2012 Transformers Hall of Fame. Go to tformers.com. Any notable nominations, Peter, that you've noticed?
I haven't exactly had the time to look through it all.
Peter on the spot.
But I would say I saw in the beginning, I saw a bunch of Omega Supreme suggestions.
Omega Supreme?
Yeah, Supreme. Mm-hmm. No, Supreme.
Darn it. That's having to be Omega Supreme.
Unfortunately, there weren't any D-bags this year to get Erector invited.
Well, maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe next time.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there wasn't a lot of people going for Bob with how they reacted with him in the comics.
Bob?
Yeah. Bob from the comics? Yeah. Little, like, lapdog Insecticon. His name's Bob.
Okay.
Yeah, Bob's cool.
How about Optimus Minor? I wonder if we can push that. Or Big Daddy.
Yeah, So what I understand is that Hasbro, once they invite Optimus Prime, any type of Optimus Prime, including Optimus Primal, is in.
But Optimus Minor,
however,
is a clone.
They are distinguishing between Megatron and Beast Wars Megatron.
Yeah, Optimus mm-hmm. Minor is an imperfect clone of Optimus Primal. So he's.
Are
like,
you sure that? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, what were you going to say?
Are you sure, XV, that they're actually doing that? Like,
several sites have said that very clearly.
Yeah,
so.
Beast Wars Megatron and Megatron are two totally different people. One's effective and awesome, one sucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Amy knows who Bob is in the chat.
I've seen Bob.
Oh, she reads the comics.
That's what they were suggesting previously. I don't know. Maybe they did change and they considered it because there were too many people that were voting for him. So I guess they said, okay, fine. Okay.
Good. Now, everybody work on getting the nomination this year. I know some other notable ones that have turned up in, you know, various fan campaigns so far. Swindle and Minerva.
Oh, God. Flywheels. We're talking about Flywheels, the Duoquans, recently. That'd be fine.
No, I don't think so.
How about Searchlight, the throttle bot?
How about him?
I love him. He was one of my favorite toys as a kid. I still have it.
My vote's still for Bob.
You know, Hasbro's probably just really hates us at this point. The whole fans. I think we asked them.
Well, you guys are. Who was it there last year? Was it just me in this group? Yeah, Hasbro wasn't too pleased.
We were there.
Yeah, Hasbro wasn't. Yeah. As I was thinking, I met up with you guys. I'm like, wait, was I delusional?
Yes.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
Right.
Well, because, you know, Hasbro wasn't too pleased when they had to deal with the whole Erector story, but they had fun with it, so.
But at the same time, they said, don't do that again.
Yeah, and you know what that means? We're going to do it again.
So. You know what that means? Erector actually won.
Yes, exactly.
Just like, what are we going to do?
I thought they handled it very well. They got really creative with the story and everything.
No, see, something like that just needs to happen again this year, and then next year they'll be like, okay, screw this, we're not doing this Hall of Fame shit anymore.
I kind of expected them not to do it anymore.
Yeah.
They should do no way. They should make Sparkle from Headmasters.
That would be awesome. Well, he's not a Transformer, though. He's a human.
Well, he's as much of a Transformer as Minerva.
Well, he
is.
Ended up being a Headmaster at the end of Headmasters, so, or at the end of Rebirth, so...
You could have Billy then. Who was it that was Billy in Headmaster?
Soundwave.
Blaster.
Was it Soundwave?
I mean, pardon me.
Was
Blaster?
Blaster.
Yeah, Blaster. Yeah. Then he became Twink. Then Twincast was Blaster.
For simplicity, let's just go with Wally.
Wally, yeah. Wally was Wally through the whole thing. Or, of course, new Soundwave.
Ooh, I'm for that.
How about Psykill? Let's get a GoBot in there.
Well, you know, you could get Bug Bite or the other mini car recolored GoBots in there.
I wish I had kept that set.
Oh well,
yeah.
Yeah.
So
Crasher, Crasher's awesome.
Leader one, get a mini con and a GoBot.
There you go.
two for one. So, oh, sad news. Crave shut its doors this week. Big fan of Crave. Former segment, Crave Corner. I can say now officially, former segment. Not the segment that Brian just never got around to recording from week to week because he didn't have time. Let's pour one out.
Yeah, Brian, it's your fault they shut down.
It probably
Brian,
is.
Now there is no time because there's no Crave.
I really like talking to Cole from week to week, too. He was a cool kid. He made me feel so
he might still talk to you if you ask.
Yeah.
I don't think he's got anything to do right now.
Yeah. Unless they sold him when they sold the company. Cole's under new ownership. He can't talk.
I was really hoping. I kept telling Cole, "Like, dude, you got to do a Garbage Pail Kids, store. Garbage Pail Kids." Basically, not because I wanted to buy any, I just wanted to sell some. And eBay sucks to do that. So
okay,
yeah.
Not because it was a good financial venture.
It would have been for me.
Them. Yeah. Okay. I'm not saying this is a sound idea.
Yeah, in all seriousness, though, I mean, I really do hate it. I really thought that Crave was a fantastic idea. And I thought they seem to have a pretty good customer base as well. But I just think the fact that they were facilitating the sales and not actually making the sales themselves is probably what, hurt them in the end. They probably weren't taking enough off the top.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, in a model like that, you need a lot of volume to make it work. And I don't think they had it.
Yeah, yeah. So, maybe
good thought
someday.
Though to make an alternative to eBay. I mean, I can't fault them for that.
eBay sucks so bad.
Yeah, somebody's going to make that work eventually.
Yeah,
no, they won't.
eBay's too much of a monopoly right now.
Yeah, because you know what? Actually, eBay is starting to do is like their PayPal arm. They're actually starting to hold payments now, not just for high risk people, but for everyone. 45 days, and they're like, "We'll release your funds 45 days from when the transaction
occurs."
And they're actually taking that money and turning it into like a pyramid scheme kind of thing. So what they're doing is they're investing the money, skimming those profits off, and then giving you your money.
Well, that's exactly – well, I mean, honestly, I just assumed that's what Crave is doing. I just assumed that they were banking the –
No,
I mean,
$2 is not enough.
Well, I mean, you know.
Days is not enough.
But I'm just saying, you have enough money together. It's not like you are taking the money for 5 days. You're adding to and removing from.
Right, but 2 days is much better than 45.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. And I'm not faulting Crave for that. I think that's a great idea. And I think they should have done that. But 45 days sucks.
And they're doing that for even like customers that they've had no issues with for the past, however long PayPal's been around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
15 years, 20 years.
I regret that these big boxes back here never made it to Crave. I'll have to figure out something else to do with them. Maybe we can do a table at BotCon.
You can give them to me.
No.
And he's like.
Oh, I think he was expecting that anyway.
Yeah. Oh, well, sad Brian. To Aaron and Cole and everyone at Crave, we miss you.
So. Come to BotCon, hang out.
Yeah, Erin will be there.
Yeah.
She'll be there. She's a nerd. Cole's just a paid nerd.
Oh. You saying he's a fraud?
No. He's like a hired gun. He's a ringer.
You are. Mm-hmm.
He's calling.
I like Cole. Okay.
Kick him on the way out.
Kick him.
Yes.
I'm such an asshole.
After he's been sold.
I am so sorry.
There it is.
I regret everything I've said for the last 25 minutes.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to say years.
I know, for the last 30 years.
Yeah, it was decidedly less profound.
Yeah, okay, let's go ahead and jump to TFBBQ with Rob Springer, and we'll follow that up with comic news with Amy Morgan. We'll be back right after this.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages. It's time now for TF Barbecue with Rob Springer.
Hey guys, it's Rob. And this is the Voyager Optimus from the current Robots in Disguise Prime line, or Prime Robots in Disguise, however you want to say it. And I know some of you guys some people don't like the red toys as much as first edition, whatever, but I don't really share that sentiment. And in fact, I think this is a pretty good toy. He could use a little more detailing, admittedly, but for the most part, I'm pretty happy with my purchase. Now, I think all of us have had a sort of the grass is greener mindset at some point when it comes to the Takara versus Hasbro releases. And the most point, I've never really had that until lately, and I'll explain why. Our versions come with mech tech weapons, while the Takara's come with minicons. Now, before, I didn't mind mech tech so much. In fact, I kind of liked it, especially with the movie toys. I thought they were pretty neat. His mech tech gun, it's not so great. I'm not railing as all of them, but it kind of looks like a movie camera. Now, when you do the mech tech, it looks like his rifle on the show, which is pretty cool, and lights up, which is kind of a non-issue. Now, that's okay. He comes with a neat sword, too. Now, that's okay. It's not the end of the world that his gun's not as fabulous as it could be. But at the end of the day, it's still a good toy. However, Takara has given theirs minicons. And OMG, man, this toy with a minicon would be absolutely perfect. You know, I think they actually also come with stickers to add detailing on them, which could or could not be great, because, I mean, the stickers could just kind of come off on their own. But I think this is the first time I've ever had the whole. Man, Takara's did so much better job. And that's partially because, you know, I'm a big minicon fan, as I've never made it a mystery. And this toy had minicons. He would be absolutely just awesome, I think. I mean, it really would add a lot to him. Because what we got here is a pretty good toy. I mean, he's your pretty much straight-ahead Transformers action figure. There's no really gimmick aside from the gun. And, you know, without the gun, the toy's still just fine. It's not like he relies on the gimmick to be a fun toy. And with the minicons, he could still be a fun toy and have, like, a gimmick that works well. And I'm not sure why they didn't go with the minicon route here. I think maybe they're just... Maybe research showed it that wouldn't work as well here as it did over there. But I guess... I guess it would really work out. To me, it works out better. Maybe I'm just kayfabe over minicons and mark out over them. Now, I know a lot of people do the whole grass is greener route with, you know, like the Henkai, or, yeah, Henkai releases had a ton of paint apps while the Hasbro ones didn't. Or same with Armada, you know, those paint apps are so much better, you know. And to me, it's never really bothered me. Oh, excuse me. My cat wants attention. It's never really bothered me too much that, you know, the paint apps or whatever, because, you know, whatever. And, you know, I guess that really kind of what drives us as fans or whatever. When we get toys of these characters, we want, obviously, the best representation of them. And truthfully, I think this is a pretty good representation of Optimus from the Prime series. But my cat is really... What do you think of him? He likes it. But I think he's really, you know, even though there's not even minicons on the show. I mean, I know there's minicons in the novels, which take place in the same continuity family. You know, the minicons would really add a lot to me for my fan enjoyment of this. I mean, I got this toy, and I was like, yeah! And I was really excited to get him open and all that. And just, I'm still playing with him. You know, I still like, yeah, this is a great figure. You know, your mileage might vary. I know a lot of people don't like the designs, and this is that's really each his own thing. But, you know, just like I was saying with the Power Core Combiners last week, man, these minicons would really, I think, add a whole lot of mileage to these guys over here. You know, I could be wrong. Maybe I am. But, man, it's kind of... I'm like seeing this, I'm like so excited, like, yeah, I got Optimus, yeah, this is a great toy. And then I look at this mech tech gun, I'm like, that could be a minicon. And, you know, some other lucky kid or 30-year-old basement dweller has one that, he is eating this attention up. They have one of minicon, I'm kind of, as much as I enjoy this toy, I keep looking at that gun, and I'm like, man. Why is it not a minicon? And I wonder if anyone... I know a lot of people are like, man, that's not as good as the first editions. Truthfully, I think they're just as good, to be honest with you. I know a lot of people don't share that, but these are opinions. What do you guys think? Do you think minicons would really push the Prime line better here? I mean, you know, not in the fiction, but come on, that's a cool toy feature. I mean, he's got a little robot that turns into a gun. How awesome is that? You know, I'm rambling. Well, this is Rob and my harebrained video for the week. Back to the guys.
Mom, here come the popples for your child.
Popples are pals that pop out of pockets. Popples are pals that pop out of pockets. A soft, fuzzy ball that turns into a friend. The fun keeps building and the laughing never ends. Popples are pals that pop out of pockets. They're funny, they're new, cause they turn inside out. And that's what popples are all about.
Your child will love them.
It was the year 2005. From its origins with Gundam to Transformers, Power Rangers, G.I. Joe, Marvel, and more, FigureReviews.com has continued to raise the bar of toy review quality for the last 7 years with detailed text reviews, carefully composed photography, and a clear, non-numerical rating scale. And we're not done yet. This March, we're going back to the Beast Wars. Following up on our Evolution Revolution, we look back at 1999's Transmetals 2. After 13 years, who still holds up, and who was no good in the first place? What do you need to know about buying loose figures? What's worth seeking out boxed? You can never have too much information when buying vintage toys. Let us help. FigureReviews.com launched with one simple goal: review what we wanted, the way we wanted. Today, we continue to do exactly that with the quality and attention to detail that comes from 7 years' experience. FigureReviews.com combines expert analysis and photography to show you what to look for, what to look out for, and what not to look for at all. We're your source for toy reviews. FigureReviews.com.
The Transformers, more than meets the eye.
Restaurant 情報 3部, Sound Wave. 行け, 今度。君の知らない超ロボットバトル、今始まる。作戦を指揮するのは君だ。
サイバトロンを倒せ。地球はレストロンのものだ。
戦え、超ロボット生命体、トランスフォーマー。
It's now time for comic news with Amy Morgan.
Hello, this is Amy, a.k.a. Lady Rec, and I'm here with another episode of Transformers Comics News and Reviews in 5 minutes. Out this week, we have a few things in the news that you might want to go and get a hold of. If you're interested in getting any concept art or any art that is been drawn by artists, we've got two artists that are selling stuff on eBay, Guido Guidi and Jeff Anderson. Guido Guidi has got a couple All Hail Megatron pages, and Jeff Anderson is an artist from Marvel days who we haven't seen or heard of for a while, and he's selling some original art on eBay. So if you're interested in those things, you'll have to go check them out or find me on Twitter, and I will tweet the links after this. Or tonight during the show or whatnot, and that way you can go and find them. I'm not quite sure when the eBay auctions close, so you'll have to find out. If you're interested, just let me know, and we'll see what you can do. I will try to get the information to you. Also out this week, we've got three covers for this month that have been revealed, and of course right about now is probably when I'm going to put them in there. There's one from Nick Roach, and there's one from Levio, and there's also one from Casey Collar. And these are all comics that will be coming out this month. They're all really pretty and nice and awesome, and I can't wait to get those ones if I can. So I really hope that you get a chance to look at those. You probably will if you're listening to this, because I like putting pictures in my nice little review. So you'll get a chance to see those. Okay, so out this week, out today, out right now, Transformers Autocracy issue number 4, which I have downloaded and reviewed and then I bought, and it's very nice. So it's one of the stronger issues out of the 4 that we have gotten. And of course, it was written by Chris Metzen and Flint Dilley, and the art is all by Livio Ramadelli. So Another Kraken issue. Basically, we start where we left off last time. Megatron has invited them to Kaon very aggressively with guns in their faces to come and talk with him. So we get their nice little mob boss scenery here where he's sitting in a bar and they're having a nice chat. Well, basically, the conversation pretty much ends up being you've been played and set up, and I want you to help me take down these terrible people that are your associates. And he pretty much kicks the table in his face and says that his men come first. And you're not quite sure if he believes him or if he doesn't. He knows that there's corruption, but he doesn't, you know, he's not going to join with Megatron over that. So anyhow, long story short, while they're having this nice little chat, some Autobots are zeroing in on their location via whatever location locators that they have on them. And they jump in, they bust in at the right time, and they have a proper bar brawl, and they get out. Megatron lets them go. And so he gets back to Iacon, and he gets a nice chewing out from Zeta. He takes it, which was like, he's taking it. He's taking his licks from this guy, really? Okay, yeah. Then after Zeta basically tells him, you're doing a terrible job and I expect better of you and you will do what I tell you to do because I'm the boss, blah, blah, blah. He basically gives them another mission to go on. They need to stop this bummer. And he shows who it is. And I'm not going to tell you who it is because you have to read the issue. You'll probably find out next week. You'll probably find out next issue when I review number 5 because he's kind of going to be a big player. So if you're interested, go check it out. It's good. I gave this issue a pretty, pretty high marks because it's a good issue. It get a lot of character development. You know exactly that this conflict that Orion Pax is kind of between Megatron and Zeta and all of the issues that are going on. And then he's got to save his troops on top of that and people that he really cares about. So it's like, okay, it was really great. I really won. You know, Zeta's the one that you love to hate. So I can't wait to see Orion Pax bring him down if that's what happens in this. I mean, I'm guessing foreshadowing wise that that's what's going to happen. So it's going to be inevitable, I guess. So hopefully inevitable that Zeta's going down and Orion Pax is going to be the one to do it. even if Megatron told him to do it, he's still going to do it for his own reasons. So, but yeah, it was just really good. I gave this 4 out of 5 stars. So the equivalent of that would probably be 8 out of 10 stars. So yeah, it's good. It's probably one of my favorite issues that Autocracy has put out. So that is it for this week. And hopefully, well, I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
So we are back. We were arguing about Popples and the A-Team during the break.
Crossover.
We were arguing which one were more robots than the other.
Yes.
Popples are awesome.
Popples are awesome, sort of.
I had a pink one. Imagine that.
I had purple ones. I had one of the little ones that were basically like the basic ones. Then I had like the ones that, I don't know, that was like the size of a...
Of a pillow?
As a kid, it seemed like it was about the size of a basketball, but it's probably about the size of a grapefruit.
Yeah. Those were the ones that you were able to sleep with, because
yes,
they were like pillows.
I still do.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
You still sleep with your pop? Aw. Yes.
John actually posted in the chat this god-awful list of 80s girls' toys. And I'm specifically looking for one that I had as a kid. It came free in a box of cereal, but it was this. It was a cat.
Remember.
It was a cat. It was a little yellow cat whose body was like a sort of like a cup, and the head was an orange ball with eyes and a nose, and its ears was like a little plastic cat. So can never find it. Yeah.
That's
Sadly, I'll probably.
Do you know? Was it made by like a big Man, do you even know if it was like a brand name type thing?
Yeah, I think it was. So
yeah.
So probably what's going to happen is I'm going to find out what it is and buy one on eBay.
You know what happened? It's probably in that weird age where everybody went just nuts in the 80s and every kind of toy and every kind of idea had a brief cartoon and like a toy line of at least 10 things like Bone Age and Dino Riders and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Only for girls.
Dino Riders was a good idea that deserved toys and a cartoon.
And so is Dinosaurs.
Bone Age. What about Bone Age? Probably not.
I don't remember Bone Age, so I'm going to go with no.
That's what
you should look it up. It's insane. It's insane.
What about the land
check? It's like you cross dinosaur skeletons with Legos and cavemen.
Mutagen 28 in the chat is pointing out Inhumanoids, and of course I love Inhumanoids. So
yeah, Inhumanoids are awesome.
Yeah, Inhumanoids. Yeah.
I don't think this is anything in the way, but what about Street Sharks?
They're jawsome.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. What about Food Wars? Isn't that what it was called?
The Street Sharks, was that like, you know, contemporary with like SWAT Cats and stuff like that?
A little bit later.
Was it later after SWAT Cats?
Street Sharks was like 95, 96.
I was too cool for toys and cartoons at that point. Not really.
You suck.
Not really.
Came full circle,
yeah,
buddy.
I totally did. So yeah. So hey, John, what's going on in the chat this week?
They enjoyed the commercial break with the Popples. Yeah. Now everybody's talking about 80s toys, buddy. Not Transformers.
Visionaries.
Visionaries were great, yeah.
Yay,
Biker Mice from Mars.
Oh my gosh, I remember that too.
That's awesome. Let me see here. Let's see what else. Okay, so they freaked out about the commercials. I think that's about it. I mean, you piqued their fancy with the 80s stuff. Imagine that on the Transformers podcast.
Yeah. You would think, though, that... go ahead.
I still want you to put in the commercial that I suggested to you next week.
Can you email it to me? Because I've already forgotten.
I will.
I am not very good.
Don't take it personal. He forgets everything.
I forget everything. Yeah. I'm old.
Hey, Brian, did you pull the
YouTube? In all fairness, most people have forgotten it, so...
Nope, nothing. It's still going on my end.
Oh, okay,
so.
Somebody was saying that...
Yeah.
Mutagen says Zoids needs a reboot, but Zoids has had... I think they're still limping along, kind of, in Japan, sort of, kind of.
Well... I think what they're doing is just remaking a lot of old model kits, except without the motors now.
Yeah, that sounds like it's limping along to me.
But, I mean, they're not doing any kind of media for it, so they could, you know, do some kind of a reboot like that.
They should, because the Zoids have had mostly really good television shows, for the most part.
Yeah, Zoids are one of those things that I should have gotten into, but I never did. Now I kind of
regret it. I got That's into fine. Them. Now I have boxes and boxes of them dismantled. There's no way to know if they're complete, and I'm sure as heck not going to, like, rebuild 30, 40 Zoids and put them where?
On eBay. That's where you put them.
Didn't they come out with Zoids? Like, they tried to do a huge push maybe like 4 or 5 years ago?
They did it in around 2001.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
And then it fizzled out by 2005.
Yeah. I like how my sense of time is just... Lost.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
That's because you're like 17 years old, Peter.
I miss the Zoids blocks. They didn't have motors, but they were really nice, versatile little things. I'd love to see somebody bring those back sometime.
Well, Hasbro has, as far as I know, Hasbro may still have the U.S. License or the contract to distribute them.
Wouldn't be a stretch considering that Takara and Tomy merged in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true. From what little I know. So, anything else, Sean? Anything else going on in the chat?
That's it, buddy.
Okay, so we'll probably want to check back to the chat during the topic quite a bit because it's our monthly third-party roundup. So, each month, we try to... put all of the third-party news together into one show because for some reason people love third-party stuff. And I think longtime viewers know that I was kind of a hater on the sort of stuff in the past, but I've really warmed up to it. I've actually bought some of it. And some of the stuff that we'll see later on, I'm probably going to pick up. So some things a little too rich for my blood like Hercules, but that impactor, really want that. So, yeah. Let's go ahead and start off with, what is it, KM03 Nightmare for Cyclops, which is, you know, Soundwave. I mean, Shockwave. He's,
Shockwave.
Yeah. He's, so this is in that line where they do kind of like this sort of a steampunk train sort of deal with mm-hmm. the...
Based on the Hearts of Steel designs.
Yes. So, you know, that doesn't look bad at all. I mean, these designs really don't do a lot for me, the Hearts of Steel designs, but...
Oh, I love them. I think they're cool looking myself.
It's neat.
But I'm also like, I love that steampunk kind of stuff too, so...
Well, the thing that I like about this, it's an ironclad battleship. I mean...
Oh, so yeah, did we have a picture of it transformed? I guess we do here.
Yeah,
somewhere. Somewhere.
Yeah, it's there. I think I've always seen so far.
The only place we ever would have gotten that officially would have been in Revenge of the Fallen, and of course that didn't happen because they were too busy with mud flaps. So, you know, this is about all that's left for something that off the wall.
Yeah, you're right. We did get some kind of weird stuff in those lines, but eh.
Of course, this Shockwave is going to be supposedly leader scaled and cost around $150.
$150 for something leader sized that's third party, you know,
it's not too awful.
When you talk economy of scale, that's not that bad, really.
I suppose, but once it starts getting into that second $100, it's just harder for me to get behind.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. For a non-official Transformers anything, mm-hmm. that's a lot of money.
Yeah. It's still not Hercules altogether.
Well, no.
Well, no, but Hercules is Hercules. Hercules
is huge!
Really overpriced, but money not being like an issue, he'd be worth it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and we're getting additions to Hercules. Dr. Wu DWPO4, or a head replacement for Hercules, is being released. And that's by, I'm assuming that's by third party. That's not even...
It's a third party, yeah. It's a third party to a third party. But TFC Toys is also coming out with a raging version of him as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the TFC version is also coming with forearm replacements and a new gun, I believe.
Yeah.
New gun, a new head, a new visor, and...
I mean, it really stuff. More looks like a stub-my-toe Hercules, more than...
Well, yeah, that Dr. Wu one looks like, you know, dental exam Hercules.
Yeah.
Yes. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, I don't know if I like that.
No,
that's why I put it in the list.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's not necessarily my thing, but...
well, no.
Yeah, so the...
But, I mean, there's kind of a track record of ill-advised add-ons to add-ons in this whole third-party thing. So, look at all the replacement faceplates for City Commander since that came out.
Oh, yeah. TFC, here are the ones that TFC are doing. There's the forearm attachments and the gun and the new shoulders, and there's the head. For people listening to the podcast, go to tformers.com to see it. That looks a little better, and that, I don't know, that, it's still really, I wouldn't pay more than $20 for that. Considering you already
the add-on set?
Yeah, considering you already have to invest like $600 in the kit.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. The original set looks great, good to me. Why would you want to do anything else with it?
Yeah, pretty much. That's me. That's the sentiment as well. Mine. So, let's see here. What else are we getting? We are getting Make Toys Giant Bulldozer and Excavator, which is another part of a third party Devastator.
The other third party Devastator.
Yeah, the G2. I actually like the G2 colors myself.
Too, actually.
But they didn't do them in orange. G2 Devastator is supposed to be orange. They did it wrong.
There's a yellow version.
No,
it's orange. It's the Asian version.
So, I mean, there's a lighter and a darker version of that, isn't there?
A lighter and darker version of what?
Of G2 Devastator.
There is?
I thought so.
Like a lighter, darker version of the orange. Yellow?
I thought there was one that was like orange and the one that was yellow. I thought.
There is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the orange one is the correct one.
Which one is the rare one, quote unquote?
I think the orange one.
Yeah, mine's yellow.
I believe that was KB exclusive.
Yeah, mine's yellow. The one that I have, all of my Constructicon G2 are yellow. But it, I mean, really look nice. I mean, here's the people watching the video. Here's the robot mode, and just like Hercules, they really sort of do harken back successfully to the actual Devastator toy, while being, you know, kind pretty totally original and modern. And, you know, look really good to me. And the vehicle modes especially look great. I really like these. What's the price on these?
Well, probably less than Hercules.
They have to be.
Yeah. How big are they?
Aren't they scout size?
I thought they were deluxe-ish.
Wait. If they're scout size, then he's not very big at all, huh?
Mm-mm.
Well, with scout sizes.
Wait, I'm sorry. What was the question? The stream went over.
Sorry.
You know, the
how big are they, and what's the price? Do we know?
Which ones?
The new Devastator.
The Make Toys Devastator.
Yeah.
Not Devastator.
I don't know. I'll get back to you.
Yeah. Make me a good offer, Peter. Make me an offer.
Yeah. $10.
What?
So, let's see here. iGear, they are doing, they're actually making their mini warrior figures larger. So if you bought the previous versions, what were the names of the iGear toys? It wasn't the, I got the other ones, not the, they're the knockoffs of third parties of, third party of Sea Spray and Warpath, wasn't it?
It was just Spray, wasn't it? Power Spray Guard. And
Huffer?
Was it Huffer?
I'm
getting them confused. But, so the new versions, the new figures are a little larger. So here is the Not Cosmos. And that looks pretty nice. So does he have a little dome over his head? It looks like it from the photo.
Does he?
I think they tried to do something. Looks like it. He's got a little bubble.
A little bubble. And here's the vehicle mode. That actually looks a lot better than the actual Cosmos that we got a couple years ago.
Sea Spray is Spray, and then Huffer is Rager.
Yeah,
That's what I...
And then the Make Toys
he's
guys...
He's from Puffing to Roid Rage, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they should have named him, like, Glue or something like that.
The two-pack Make Toys builder and excavator, whatever they're called, are 10,500 yen, and that's about $130.
Yeah, Big Bad Toy Store is selling them for $119 for a two-pack.
That's better than Hercules.
Yeah, about half the price.
Yeah, half the price.
Yeah, but they're also smaller.
Well, yeah, we established that.
Yeah. So
how big are they? Do we know?
I think they're deluxes.
Deluxes?
Not Cosmos in a hand.
In the third party world, value you ain't getting.
Well, that's, you know, that's debatable.
Well, I mean, it's, I guess you pay a premium.
More in the real
that?
Stuff either.
You pay a premium at every turn.
But so Not Cosmos, not bad, not bad at all. I really like it. I have to say, I will probably pick that up. Let's see here. So we get a picture of iGear's presser. Which is something that will probably end up under my Christmas tree this year.
Well, maybe, maybe not, because they actually first showed off the prototype last year around this time.
It'll end up under my Christmas tree in 2014.
Maybe.
There's not going to be a Christmas after this year. You know that.
Yeah,
the world's done.
But he is an homage to Impactor, the Wrecker.
And he apes Warpath's engineering.
Yeah. But you know what? It looks nice. I don't care. Mm. I will probably pick that up if that comes out, or when that comes out. Here's the here's an actual full shot of it. That just looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really, really wanting this.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that it's Impactor is probably what makes it cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if they did a new Big Daddy or something like that.
The chat loves it.
Yeah. Like, if somebody, a third party, did a new Depth Charge, I'd love that. But yeah, they're not doing Beast Wars.
See, I'm waiting for that myself.
I would love a depth chart.
Headmaster Don says it looks like a Godzilla cannon.
A Godzilla cannon. Actually, yes, it does. Yeah. I can see that. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And we are also getting an upgrade kit for your Classics Bumblebee to make it Goldbug. I guess you have to use this with the United, because the United's the goldish, right?
Well, that would be the ideal one.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a very pretty gold, too, for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Very nice looking.
I don't have it. You have it?
Yeah, I got it. I got that in the render form head.
Any reason that you picked up the United Bumblebee?
Well, to get the... Because after the render form head was announced, to make him Goldbug, their Goldbug head, I got the United Bumblebee.
How much was the head?
It was less than $30. I forgot what it was. So 20-something, maybe?
To put this together.
Do what now?
You dropped, what, $50 to $60 to put it together?
Oh, yeah, at most. Yeah.
Okay.
It was nice. It was okay. Yeah. I mean, I may have to get... if this is a better attempt on it, I guess, take on it, I'll look into it. But the render form head's decent enough. Yeah, it's nice
enough. Not a plain old ordinary bumblebee anymore. He's a real gold bug. So.
Well, then that's what we'll call him.
Gold bug. Thank you.
That's the only reason I'll ever buy a United metallic finished toy. So I'm actually glad to have like a legitimate reason to have one.
Yeah, instead of just feeling, you know, like nerd angst. You know, took horrible
regret over this. I got a sparkly Optimus Prime for $60.
Yeah. So, and also we are. What the hell is this? It's.
oh God.
This is so ugly.
Yeah, this is.
Well, I think that says it all.
Yeah, it's a new iGear Bumblebee homage. It's. Undeniable crap. Look at that.
Well, of course, you have to remember the photographed one is actually the Cliff Jumper version.
Yeah. Explain. I see the Cliff Jumper head there. Oh my god, what's the point of that? That looks like a Super GoBot. That's what that looks like. It does.
Why don't you want a Super GoBot?
I love Super GoBot. Stax is like one of my favorite toys ever, but this looks... Yeah, I don't want that.
But do you want $100 Super GoBot?
Oh god, no. Yeah.
Seeker called it Fugly Bee.
It is. That's nice. Great. That's a great name for it. I like that.
He looks like he needs to go on a diet. He's got like this big midsection
and the skinny little legs.
Chicken legs. Yeah,
it might be much of myself.
He needs to lay off the Energon.
And I don't. Go ahead.
Maybe he just does a lot of working out in the ab section and doesn't stop the paring down eating part. And doesn't do it.
And did we mention previously Hinch?
Hinch.
Yeah.
Who is that? Mini, the iGear mini warrior.
Yes.
That's the third one. The Brawn, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What's the connection between Hinch and Brawn?
I don't know.
Braun Hench? Hench Braun?
Hench Braun. Ava Braun? Should have called him Ava. Maybe that. Braun.
The Classics Braun that we got.
Give him a little Hitler mustache. I actually like him. I think I like that design. I mean, I like what they did with him.
Yeah, I mean, I happen to have it within reach. No, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, henchman. I got you. Henchman.
Yeah, but how does it relate to Braun?
But he's not a henchman.
I don't know. See, when Don says it so authoritatively, I just take it as, like, that's the answer.
Yeah.
Even if it made no sense.
And Don, we trust.
And Don, we trust.
Yeah. Don is wiser and much older than us.
Oh.
Oh, he says, henchmen were the brawn of the organization. That's a stretch, but...
It works.
Yeah. Your bullshit has convinced me, Don.
Yeah, he can connect the dots, man.
You must be a salesman, sir.
Well done. But yeah, so that's the kind of stuff we're getting from the third parties. It's getting better. If you go back to like 2009 when we brought RFC back on a regular basis, the stuff they were putting out, not that great, but it's getting better.
Yeah, the first good thing that came out of 2009, early 2010 was like the Superion add-on, I guess.
Yeah.
The Fans Project one? Is that what we're talking about? Yeah, even that was, by today's standards, pretty crappy, because it was like a billion tiny parts that you
Yeah, but you know, I mean, it was their first try, and obviously they got together a little bit better with the Bruticus add-ons, collective name I can't remember now.
Who knows? But and then
it's
the,
not really important anyway.
They did City Commander too, right?
Yeah, but that was kind of different, don't you think?
It was different, but it also, I guess, it showed that they were getting better each time they got better. City Commander was
their first one, though.
It was
That came before Superion.
Okay, oh, that's kind of interesting.
I think the needs of modifying several little toys at once was probably harder on them than just making the trailer armor.
I guess that's why they said, "Forget this. We're just going to make Transformers. we're not going to improve these ones. We're just going to make a Blastoff."
Have we? Did Hexatron ever come out, or are we still waiting on that one?
I don't recall hearing about that coming out yet.
I remember Hexatron is one I was waiting for. He is the
was that another one by Mastermind?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's the Six Shot.
I know that. I just couldn't remember who was making it.
Yeah, it's really nice looking. I mean, it's like exceptionally nice looking.
Is that going to be roughly the size of G1 Six Shot?
I think it's
supposed to be about Voyager size.
Okay,
yeah, so he's it's smaller.
Smaller, but maybe more appropriate by today's scaling.
Yeah, I mean, Six Shot is unnaturally large, and I think it's just because just the level of engineering that they could do at the time.
Sure, sure.
So where's our third party quick switch?
Wait for the repaint.
No.
Well, it wouldn't be in the spirit.
Yeah. Well, Quick Switch is supposed to be like his ugly fat brother.
His son.
No. This was his son. Fat son.
Son. Well,
even better.
Maybe Six Shot ages so well they think they're brothers. They're like, wow.
Or it could be like Star Wars, and it could be his clone son.
Well, my grandmother's kind of getting senile, and she thinks that her and my mom grew up together.
Oh,
I'm not sure that's really applicable to this, but.
But it could be, if you choose.
Sure.
So what we're saying, that quick switch. Maybe they could just repaint that bumblebee, that horrible bumblebee, with the chicken legs and the belly. Quick switch.
Actually, they could make that fan rage. That would be great. Just call it fan rage. Okay. So
I wish I had the resources to become a third party producer like that.
You have to
make stuff
that's
really insulting to the fandom.
Yeah.
Yeah. because now I totally want, like I said, fat, ugly, quick switch, and then his bio or his tech spec is really just an interview with Six Shot talking about, like, how did this happen? he's got, like, half my programming or half my design, but look at him.
He was such a good boy.
I'm so disappointed.
So, John, any insight from the chat?
I mean, I love the chat. The chat helps us, but I mean, I don't know. Well, let's see who came through. Don came through again with the names of the fans' project, Bruticus, who were Explorer and Munitioner, Swindle and Blast.
They were the Crossfire set collectively.
Oh yeah.
That's what I was trying to remember.
That was an awesome set, by the way. If only for the weaponry. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, the weapons looked great.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want combat shotguns for their Transformers?
Yeah. Nobody. Or a shank. Yes. Just a knife. Kind of tuck in your wrist. That's right. For those
we get knives all the time. Shotguns are rare.
Yeah, I guess so. Because are they too hood? Are they too street for Transformers?
It's fairly-ish common in G.I. Joe, of course. But yeah. I can't think of any Transformers off the top of my head.
Classic,
no, not really.
Yeah, well, I mean, I
was kind of interpreted his, his wind vane gun as a
there
gun.
There are the occasional character that you can interpret as a shotgun if you want. I mean, I can't think of anything just glaringly obvious as a shotgun.
Too southern. Wow. Regent says it's too southern.
A shotgun?
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
I think it's too Detroit. I guess
I think of a show, yeah.
Well, it is halftime.
That's true.
Man.
Okay.
G1 Getaway had a shotgun? That sounds right. Yeah, Don says that.
My Getaway is actually incomplete. I don't even have the Power Master for it. I just have Getaway, and I have to hurt my thumb every time I transform it.
That brings up a good question. This is really weird, but I wonder if anybody's done it. Looked at all the guns. You could go to TFU Info, right? Yeah. and look at all the guns and see what kind of guns have been mimicked over the years by Transformers. Like, you know, real life guns.
Okay.
We're all too lazy to actually do that.
Yeah, I'm too lazy.
Yep. It sounds interesting.
Awesome.
Not enough interest.
Sounds like a great idea, John. Yes. Thanks for following. Well,
I live in Texas. Guns fascinate.
So, this is Radio Free Cybertron. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, but we are the official Transformers podcast of TFormers.com. You should go to TFormers.com and check out all the latest news and information. We love TFormers. It's awesome. And Rob and XV are helping out. Amy on the show, of course, is the comic reviewer of TFormers.com. And Peter, he is like the godfather. So make sure you check out that. You know, we actually have lots of other shows as well, not just Radio Free Cybertron. We have New Sound Wave, our video game podcast, Superhero Time, our, you know, Lonely Nerd Rage in the Basement podcast, Fanboy Versus, which Nicole is on, which is our comic book podcast, and we have others. So you should go to tfradio.net to check those out. Do it now. Lots of good stuff there. go subscribe. You can find our shows on iTunes. If you want to watch us, you actually have several different options to do that. You can watch us live, which is at tfradio.net/live. You can actually – we have a YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/tfradionetwork. You can watch us there on your PC, your iPad, your Xbox, your PlayStation, your Wii, lots of different ways. We have a blip.tv channel, which is blip.tv/tfradio. All our shows go there. And you can actually watch us there on your Roku box or your Boxy box and lots of other – you know, methods. So check all of those out. You can consume us any way you want to, whenever you want to. We are available 24/7, 365 and 366 this year. So you should go check that out. On YouTube, you can find us again at youtube.com/TF Radio Network, Twitter at TF Radio. We also have sub shows, which you can find, or sub show Twitter feeds, which you can find elsewhere. Your video went away, Nicole.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Oh,
no.
I went to go hit mute, and I hit the video.
We get to see that pony, though.
Yes,
we get to see that. Is that a legit pony or a
custom pony? That is a legit pony. That is Daring Do. She was a character that played like an Indiana Jones-style parody.
That's
okay,
awesome.
Okay, that makes more sense. For a minute, yes. I thought it was like a Mexican pony, but Indiana Jones looks more.
They totally did a parody on Indiana Jones, and it was awesome.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. And on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/TF Radio. So join our Facebook fan page. It's really awesome. We probably do most of our outreach there. And Twitter, too, but I think we try to aim for different targets on those two feeds. So follow both. You know you want to. So that's Radio Free Cybertron for this week. I want to thank everyone on the show for being here this week and for everyone out there watching live and, you know, via YouTube or listening on the podcast. Thank you very much. For the guys, I'm Brian Kilby. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. Bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2012 TF Radio Network.